And so as you allow your body to settle now, let's just begin by taking three big deep breaths slowly and deeply. Taking those three big deep breaths slowly and deeply as you begin to release and let go. On one of those breaths, if your eyes have not already closed, eyes will close. For these are the deeper breaths that sort of signal, send that message out like an invitation all around and all through. Now is the time to go within. Now is the time to become open and available to the positive thoughts and ideas, images that allow you eventually are very much a part of you moving forward in your life. So let's start today by just bringing your attention to right around the crown of your head as your normal, natural rhythm of your breathing occurs. And let's imagine that there's this sort of gentle, nurturing sensation, as though a very loving something reached out and just gently touched your head and gave you a feeling of great nurturing, so soft, so kind, so comforting. And that sensation just sort of moved around, circular, around the crown of your head, and then began to gently flow down over your forehead, your eyes, your nose, your mouth, your jaw muscles, facial muscles, releasing and letting go. And across the back of your head and down, in through the tiny neck muscles, releasing, each breath taking you deeper. And in through your shoulders, this nurturing sensation continues. It's as once calm and comfortable, as nurturing, kind of weaves in and out of those muscles, tissues, fibers of the shoulders, and just allows you this comforting time, this sensation of flowing all around and all through, nurturing comfort down through the upper arms, lower arms, the hands, the fingers, release as you comfort even more. Across the upper back, this sensation of nurturing comfort continues, and as it flows across that upper back, it's just sort of like burdens disperse, break up, and sort of fall away, as though they just dissipate and disintegrate. And this nurturing, calm, comfortable feeling continues flowing around through your chest, opening up little nooks and crannies all through the chest to allow more nurturing sensations to flow there as well. Almost like there's some sort of healing through that gentle nurturing sensation. And it circles around then through the middle back, and then deeper and lower into lower back, each breath taking you deeper. And then around through the solar plexus and in through the abs. And there's something about as it flows in a nurturing way through that center portion of your body, that sort of understanding that is your empowerment center. And it just opens that area up with its nurturing to help you remember who you truly are, that you own your mind, your body, your life, and that you have the ability to think thoughts that produce positive and good feelings. And that something that begins to be more available to you more often, more of the time. And as it flows, this nurturing sensation down through your abs and around your hips, there's the continued sense of comfort and calm as you drift deeper. And the deeper you go, the more comfortable you become. And the more comfortable you become, the deeper you go. And so down through the thighs, down through the knees, in through the ankles, this calm comfort that's very nurturing continues to flow. The ankles, the heels, out through the feet and out through the toes. So that with one more nice, big, deep breath, you become twice as comfortable as you already are. And so as you begin now to really kind of step into your empowerment of that image of yourself, very confident, self-assured, it is the image of healthy radiance on your part. For there's this thought and this knowing of that version of you that is positively positive, confident, self-assured, a sense of radiance emanates from you because you're holding healthy visions of your whole being, mentally, emotionally, physically, intellectually, on all levels of your mind body. You are focused in a positive way. And so we're going to strengthen that image of yourself for every step down the staircase today. 21 steps, steady handrail to the right and to the left. And there are steps that are well lit all along the way. And this is strengthening you to know that by the time you reach your last step, before the door of your imagination opens wider, you'll find you have your crystal in your hand. Now with the left foot first, as we strengthen your image at 20, going down 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and 0, drifting deeper, opening your hand and noticing you have your crystal that you can use anytime on the journey. As the door of your imagination opens wider, because today there are several interesting things that are happening for you. And the first one is that you go to claim your sword. And as you walk through the door of your imagination, you're walking through to discover the unknown. Your crystal is with you. It can help you if need be. And you can shine it on anything to know more about it. It is there as a helpmate for you. It can do whatever. And even for protection, if you need to put a circle around you with it, you can. It can do more. And as the path now takes a turn and ends in a wild woods where you have never been to before. And so as you find yourself in this unknown place, any or all of your senses heighten, and you go forward now into the pathless woods, and the way slopes down and down, down into a stream valley. And you're noticing it in ways that will stand out to you, because even if you wanted to describe this to a friend later, you could. Because with any or all of your senses, you're getting a sense of this stream valley. And walking through the valley, you do come to this stream, which is winding through the heart of the valley. And you follow along this stream, just enjoying the day, for it is a beautiful day. A slight breeze, gentle whispers on that breeze. And just then, a shaft of sunlight on the stream catches your eyes. You look more deeply, and under the rushing water, you see it is a sword. Somehow, some way, you know it is your sword to claim. What do you do to get the sword from the stream? And as you imagine it, so it becomes. And at some point, as you hold the sword and you know it is yours, you're noticing the feeling. How does it feel to hold your sword? Now, here's what's interesting. Does the sword ask anything of you? And if not, you're just noticing about it more. Maybe you want to ask something of the sword. And if you do, it's perfectly normal and natural. Remember, you have your crystal. You could call for your wizard. If you want to understand more of what's going on here for you, then you realize that there's something engraved on the sword. It becomes revealed to you. Look closely. What does it say? What is engraved on the sword? And how do you feel about it? And as you focus on the sword, you prepare yourself and kind of get ready, because everything lifts up. The ground and you holding your sword go up, up and up, and you come to the forest gate. There is a word on the gate. That is the word you go forward to discover about. And with your sword, and you know the word on the gate, tells you something about more for you to discover. The gate swings wide open. Perhaps you use your crystal to know more. And the sword, as you're coming to know, has powers. Some you may already know. More you may discover along the way. So just begin to notice in just the next few steps through the forest, a journey that allows you to come to know more about the word on the gate. And how, in some way, does the sword figure into that? So just let yourself find what more is yours as you're noticing everything, what begins to be clearer for you. And also knowing that on this journey today, you're walking through discovering more of what you are seeing is unknown to you. And so as things that used to be familiar now are unfamiliar, you do know that you are completely secure in the unknown because you do have your crystal with you. And there's something about the sword that speaks to you as being secure for you, comforting for you, strengthening for you. You do know if you wanted to call your wizard, you could. But now the path slopes up and takes a turn off into another place where you find out that you're going through this path and this area of the forest to find the dragon guardian of a treasure cave. Well, what is this like as you're walking along? Because you're taking this path with purpose. You're going to have to make a plan. And now you're even feeling much more comforted by the fact that you do have your sword. For you are on the lookout for the land of the dragon. Ancient tales say that hidden within the dragon's treasure cave is a different kind of treasure, a mysterious experience of some kind, something you go through, something you feel, and it will be of great value to you. You will come to a place on the path where you can simply look over to see your goal. There it is, the treasure cave, with the dragon always on guard at the entrance to keep everyone out. Well, you get yourself in a position so you could observe this dragon. What does this dragon look like? Notice all about it and notice how you feel about the dragon. Now, as you're becoming aware of all this, you're remembering it quite easily because, you know, this is a dragon, and you're wondering how are we going to get past this dragon and to the mysterious experience in the treasure cave. And so you're going to be remembering about what takes place because you know there's definitely somebody you'd like to share this journey with. Because here are the rules in this story. There are three ways you can get by the dragon. Number one, you can fight it, and you have your trusty dusty sword. Or number two, you can distract it. Or Number three, you can befriend the dragon. So first, you decide, and then you make your plan to get past the dragon. Now again, here's these rigid rules, three ways to get past the dragon. Number one, you can fight it. Number two, you can distract it. Number three, you can befriend it. Decide and make your plan to get past the dragon. At some point, you know what you're going to do, and you make your move. I just notice how it all goes. What happens? How are you feeling about it? And know that your goal is to get past the dragon and into the treasure cave. Because there is this mysterious experience that is to be yours. And there you are, because you know once you get past the dragon, you walk forward into the treasure cave. And for a moment you pause, because however you felt about the dragon initially, what are your feelings about the dragon now? Particularly with the way you chose to get past the dragon. Just allow yourself to have those moments of deeper feeling and meaning. And knowing now that as you walk forward into the treasure cave, wow, what is it like inside? What kinds of things are there? What do you have to do now to find the mysterious experience? Keep going until you discover it. And where do you discover it in this treasure cave? What is the experience? Allow yourself to have it. And begin to notice the value of the mysterious experience in the treasure cave. And when you begin to understand the value, how do you feel about what you have discovered? Is there anything you would take with you from the treasure cave? Take a look around, or perhaps what you've been given through the mysterious experience is intangible and truly is a gift of magnificence. Or it could be some beautiful something there that is a treasure and a reminder of this experience that you've had today. But when you know you're ready to leave, you find the path forward out the other side of the cave, way far past the dragon. And as you come out the other side, you begin to walk and feel the strength of all that you have had on your journey today. And you're noticing now so much beauty all around you. The sun shines, and all that you've gone through, all that you've accomplished today, all that you've found on this beautiful day. The path steadily rises, and even though you've been through what you've been through, you climb easily and effortlessly. A refreshing breeze feels just right. And there's sort of an exhilaration you feel by this climb, for any or all of your senses are heightened again. And what do you notice now? For around a bend, you discover a bridge which connects across a chasm. What does this bridge look like? It seems as though the journey is not quite over yet. There's something more for you to discover. So you cross the bridge, which takes you to the other side, and you notice everything on the way, because again, you're wanting to share this journey with someone you care about later. On the other side, the winding path zigzags all around to deeper and deeper into the forest, and around a sharp turn, you discover another gate across the path. This time, the gate has a guardian. The guardian of this gate. And as you notice about this guardian, the guardian begins to communicate with you and lets you know that in order to pass through this gate, the guardian asks you to give up something. What do you discard at the gate? And when you pass through that gate, there is a circular clearing. And in the center of this clearing, you see a fountain bubbling pure, sparkling spring water. A sign says, "Welcome." For this fountain flows with a rejuvenating elixir of life, and you feel so joyful to find this fountain after all the journey you've had today. Notice about the fountain in the center of the clearing. What's it like? On a ledge placed just for you, there is a brand new cup, and your name is engraved on it. You know these are healing waters, and you fill the cup and drink the refreshing, healing water. What are the waters like? An energizing and healing force spreads throughout your body. You can drink as much as you want. The waters are continuously renewed from a pristine, ever-flowing spring. What happens as you drink from your cup? How does that energizing, healing force that spreads through your body feel as you drink water? the rejuvenating elixir of life. Perhaps nearby, just at the edge of the circular clearing, you might find a lovely, soft place to sit down and rest under a tree, having filled your cup several times with the elixir of life and feeling the energizing, healing force sort of tingling and bubbling through your body, and just letting this elixir do its good work for which it's meant to do, and nothing more. And as you rest under the tree, you might get the sense of sort of recalling your journey and all that took place today with finding your sword, with the inscription on the sword. With feeling pretty good about you, how you handled the dragon and got past the dragon and that mysterious experience. And now this, finding the elixir of life fountain and taking all this information in a deep inner way. Appreciating yourself for being willing to take this journey today. Appreciating all the images that have come for you. Knowing that truly these images are appreciating you as well. And from this multi-level journey of experience, let's bring back the good, the positive, and the true, so that even now, as the images fade, the strength of them stays with you. And remember, your crystal always with you, always, even after the journey, helping to explain something more if you need it, or just some deeper inner knowing comes to you in very subtle but helpful ways. As those images fade, you do definitely have the sense that once again, this has been a positive focusing. And with a positive focusing like this, there can only be positive results. That is how your mind-body responds positively. And so at zero, we reinforce the good, the positive, and the true as we begin to come up and out now and bring back the importance of this journey today. Now at one, with a deep cleansing breath in, a release, as you begin to come up and out. Two, realizing where you've placed yourself, the room you're in. Three, a wonderful sense of well-being, being very, very comfortable. Four, more alert and awake. And now five, eyes open, wide awake and alert. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Eyes open, wide awake and alert. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Wide awake and alert.